earlier this week, MUN President Gary Kachanowski expressed concern that, and I quote, some members of the university community have been singled out and felt ostracized and mistreated by others. He went on to say that, and I quote again, racism and xenophobia will not be tolerated at Memorial campuses. Now, in discussing the virus, Kachanowski encouraged students to read an article in the Gazette written by Emma Troke. She's a first-year English student, and Troke joins us live in studio this morning. Thank you so much for coming in, Emma.
Thank you for having me.
So first of all, I read the article. I thought it was very thought-provoking, but tell our listeners about it and the main points that you aimed to get across, which I think you did a great job at.
Thank you. My article addresses the abundance of false information that's been spread mostly online and the xenophobia and racism that has stemmed from it.
And so what made you write something like that?
I saw all the false information being spread, and I saw that it was causing panic, and I wanted to encourage people to educate themselves before jumping to conclusion and supporting racist and xenophobic remarks.
What kind of things did you see and hear?
I've seen mostly lots of offensive comments and jokes online targeted towards Asian culture, just lots of uneducated and unjustifiable hatred.
So people were assuming that because somebody was Chinese that they may have coronavirus or something to
the, yeah, to the, a lot of attacks on just their culture and way of living.
And have you spoken to any of the victims of this?
I haven't personally, no, but I've seen a lot of it up close, especially on Twitter, of course.
Yeah. Like, what was your reaction when you saw that? I mean, obviously you felt prompted to write an article.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking to see just how quickly people can turn to racism and xenophobia in a time like this when we should be working together to help others out and maintain safety.
And how did it feel to have President Kachanowski sort of chime in and say, like, just look to this work and read it?
I was thrilled to see that I was mentioned in the president's statement. It's already exciting enough to be a student columnist for the Gazette, so to have the president of Memorial mention me was very validating and gratifying.
And your reaction from your peers, or online even, I guess?
Yeah, I got a lot of texts saying, oh, look, you were mentioned by the president, that's amazing.
But what about to the article, I mean?
Oh, yeah, a lot of people messaged me and agreed. I've gotten a few emails from people at the university supporting the message and agreeing.
And what are you seeing and hearing that, I mean, is this something that we're going to see from now on in terms of outbreaks or viruses or, you know, social media is a big contributor to the misinformation, I guess.
Yes. So social media is always a catalyst for hatred for anything. And I think it is something so common when a scary situation like a pandemic happens, and it happens in a different country that we're not used to. We quickly jump to offensive remarks and comments.
Do you think fear-mongering is involved in this at all? Like, some people will jump on and say, like, we're all going to die or some sort of horrible thing.
I think a lot of panic stems from false information, and once one person sees it, they share it without doing actual good, deep research, and everyone starts to panic.
Emma, what was the one single biggest piece of advice that your article offers that you think that our listeners should know about?
My first step to call to action for anybody in any situation like this is to educate yourself. We live in such a time with so much technology and knowledge at our fingertips. It's so easy to know the truth and the facts. And so I encourage people to research and educate themselves.
What about from the international students who were at the university? Have they commented to you? Are you friends with folks who are from different countries? I mean, at university, I saw a recent report where more than 50% of the students are international students now.
There is a large international population at Memorial. I haven't received any comments particularly yet, but I do hope that they see support in my article and have read the president's statement and feel that they are backed up at Memorial.
And just the fact that it's gotten this much attention and obviously caught the eye of the head of the university, that there's something to this.
Yeah, I hope that me spreading verifiable sources will act as support.
Have you heard of cases in, not just on social media, but, you know, in person where people feel that they've been discriminated
IRL,
against?
In real life.
Yeah. I haven't personally come across it, but I wouldn't doubt after hearing the president's statement, and I think it's I would not doubt it completely at all. I suspect it happens every day. Just even casual racism, background racism that people don't realize, just looking at other students in the hallway from, let's say, an Asian country, for example, and just background borderline racism that no one even comes to think of.
And maybe incidents that aren't even associated with the coronavirus.
Yes, yep.
Just the fact that they're not from Newfoundland or Canada.
Yeah, I always believe that Newfoundland and Memorial is very welcoming, and I think we can overcome sort of this discrimination that is prompted by social media.